Now, the fertility regulator, the HFEA, has granted British scientists a licence to genetically modify human embryos. It's the first time that gene editing has been officially approved anywhere in the world.
The embryos will be donated from couples undergoing IVF treatment with the aim to understand better why some women suffer recurrent miscarriages and infertility and even potentially lead to a cure for some genetic diseases.
But critics say it's a slippery slope to so-called designer babies. Well, earlier we heard from Dr. Robin Lovell-Badge from the Francis Crick Institute in London. That's where the research will be carried out. And this is what he had to say about that.
Scientists are generally very responsible and want to do the best for people. I don't know personally of any evil scientist. You have to be a little careful when you have people who are unscrupulous about what they do for purposes of money, say. So we know, for example, that there are many clinics around the world offering probably bogus stem cell treatments, just because they've realised this is a way to make money.
Yeah. Let's just leap 10 years ahead now, and somebody could make a lot of money by offering very pretty babies with the right colour hair and the right athletic genetic structure. People would pay a lot for that, wouldn't they?
I suspect they would. We don't know enough. We don't actually know how to do most of those things you just said. Eventually, perhaps we will understand the human genome and genetics well enough that you could tweak some things. You know, this is why we have to have a wide-ranging discussion with society saying, do we want to go down this path or not?
Well, let's start that discussion now with Dr. Trevor Stammers, who's a former family GP, now expert in bioethics and medical law at St Mary's University. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Professor Julian Savulescu is with us as well, who originally trained as a doctor, now director of the Institute for Science and Ethics at Oxford University. Good evening to you.
Hello there.
Dr. Trevor Stammers, to you first of all, you're against this idea of gene editing. Why?
Well, I'm certainly against it in human embryos. I think it's important to distinguish that the technique is potentially of great therapeutic benefit and has already proven to be of benefit in some adults. But that is a far cry from essentially using embryos, albeit with the consent of the couples to experiment among this way, and marketing it as if this is going to hold the key for infertility. And I think that's a sign of the dishonest marketing to the public. Robin, I don't know many evil scientists, but I've certainly known a lot of dishonest ones, and he must have heard of Professor Huang, who certainly claimed to have cloned a human embryo, and the whole thing was in fact a sham. So I think that illustrates the pressure on scientists to be the first. And I think there are far too many unanswered questions about the marketing of this.
Can you just allow it
to go ahead, really?
Sum up for me. What is it? Because you said that you think that this technique, this CRISPR technique, does have applications in adults. But just tell me why it is in embryos that you disagree with it.
The vast majority of miscarriages have got nothing to do with single gene disorders.
We don't know that, though, do we?
We do know that. Or we know that the vast majority of miscarriages are either nothing to do with the embryo at all, they're to do with a problem in the mother, maybe a blood problem, autoimmune problem.
Yeah.
And of those that are connected with the embryo, it's chromosomal disorders, Down syndrome and Edwards syndrome. These are the major disorders. They're not going to be put right by this technique.
No,
at
but
all.
The fact is, though, it's correct to say that we know very little about miscarriage in general.
We know that most of them are caused by chromosomal disorders, which are not going to be helped by this technique. And it is totally dishonest of those wanting to promote it on the grounds of it having treatment for miscarriage to avoid answering a direct question about what is the majority cause.
Okay.
We know that single gene disorders are very, very much in the background of miscarriage and not a major cause of it.
Professor Julian Savulescu, is it dishonest, as Dr. Trevor Stammers says?
Well, I think we're derailing here. I mean, the investigation of miscarriages is one tiny possibility for research. This has also been proposed to understand better the development of human embryos, to develop perhaps embryonic stem cells that will be used to develop drugs for the treatment of disease, and also to try to identify treatments for diseases like cystic fibrosis or thalassemia. What's being proposed at this point is purely research. It would be illegal to implant one of these embryos beyond 14 days of development. These are embryos that would otherwise be discarded after IVF treatment.
What's to say that that wouldn't change in the future? Because the status quo has just changed now. It could change again.
Well, it's like speed limits. They could change and you could raise the speed limit, but it would require some kind of legal reform. In order to change the law, you would have to introduce amendments into Parliament. At the moment, anyone who created a designer baby or indeed a cloned baby or a baby with genes from a non-human animal would face up to 10 years of imprisonment. So the implication that there are people like Woo-Suk Wong from Korea operating in the United Kingdom is just frankly false and misleading.
Julian, are in favour of modification if the technique proves to be successful for deleting genes for aggression and so on, or at least I've read that you are. Would you then oppose a ban on allowing them to go beyond the 14 days, or would you simply say, well, we must go to the next stage and allow it?
Well, to take an example, human aging is a completely normal phenomenon. If over a period of time we identified genes that could be altered so we didn't age to the degree that we do today, I think we should have, as Robin Lovell Badge said, a debate about whether to change our laws. And I personally, if those changes were safe, would vote in favour of them. But whether the community accepts that will depend on what the risks and benefits and science reveals at the time. But we're not at that point at the moment. So I don't understand what your opposition to this research is now about understanding disease and development,
because
not with any possibility of
implanting.
Because
you've already acknowledged that if it works and once the door is open, you would be in favour of modification of humans, be it to get us to not age or to remove aggression. And certainly I'm very worried that, for example, the military may be very interested in increasing the genetic potential for aggression. And it does hold the potential, if it works, of opening the door to genetic engineering and eugenics on a wide scale.
Well, frankly speaking, I think it's irresponsible to try to terrify the general public about the military creating super soldiers when what's actually being discussed is very responsible, important scientific research into disease.
So it's
we don't have the possibility of doing that in the United Kingdom.
When you've acknowledged it's got nothing to do with that or very little to do with
it. I didn't acknowledge anything about the nature of miscarriage. In fact, the majority of them are genetic. You're right that some of them are chromosomal. We simply don't know what burden of miscarriage is related to diseases that could be addressed through this research because we haven't done it.
Well, that seems like a good point to leave it. Thank you both. I say that because there was a pause with nobody else stepping back in. It is a debate which will inevitably continue for months, years to come. Thank you both. Dr. Trevor Stammers, who is against the idea of gene editing, expert in bioethics and medical law at St. Mary's University, and Professor Julian Savulescu as well, who's director of the Institute for Science and Ethics at Oxford University. It's 13 minutes to...